Welcome to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. The discussions and topics covered in this podcast are based on my personal experiences, research, and opinions only, and should not be considered as a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Breaking Through Darkness is meant for informational and awareness purposes only. I am not a licensed therapist or a mental health professional. If you're struggling right now, you're not alone. I encourage you to seek the advice of a qualified mental health professional or licensed therapist. Please check out our website at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of resources.
I wanted to make today's podcast about the importance of having real discussions related to mental health, specifically with men. Women, I think, in general, over the last 20, 30 years, have done much better in the regard of talking about mental health than men have. And even today, men really struggle with not just saying, I'm going to gut it out, I'm going to get through it. And while many of my other podcasts have talked about the importance of talking about mental health and building toolboxes and toolkits and everything related to that, I haven't specifically talked about the importance of men, and then from that, the importance of children, because these two areas, mental health concerns and issues, have grown, in my opinion, to a bigger, larger extent than they ever have before. It's important that we realize as a society that we can't gut it out. You know, it's not a good idea to hunker down and make the best of it, because that, at least in my life, didn't end well. I didn't realize until I started having discussions in group therapy and in, you know, talking to a psychiatrist and coordinating medications and really understanding how the medications impacted me and what to do when I was in a depressive phase and what medications to take when I was in a manic phase. And, you know, those were just minor adjustments, but that has become critically important for me in having a much more balanced life versus the high highs and the low lows of bipolar disorder. But I look back over the last couple years, and if I hadn't been able to have real discussions with my wife and my kids and men in my Al-Anon group, church home groups, and you can't have those discussions with just everyone. It has to be someone that you trust, and it may turn out that through a couple discussions, you find out that that person you're talking to, you can't really trust to have those discussions with. That has happened with me, and that's a good thing to learn. It's a good thing to develop. But I think in many cases, when we get pushback or when we have, you know, when we don't get positive affirmations from other men especially, it becomes really, really hard for men to talk about basic concepts of mental health. And it's because our parents didn't talk about it, their parents didn't talk about it, and on and on and on for many, many generations. I'm going to suggest today that that is one of the most critical things that are necessary in our country moving forward in positive ways related to mental health, because one aspect of mental health is that we deal with it not by ourselves, but with other people around us, multiple groups around us that we can have real discussions with. When that doesn't happen, at least in my life, I really struggled. I kept digging my hole deeper. I kept going further into depression and anxiety. I didn't know how to get out of this hole, and I didn't even realize I was digging it for myself. Every event in work and in my kids' lives all became an issue in my life. And that wasn't reality. It never is reality, but that's what our minds do to us. And I honestly believe that women, again, in general, have a much easier time of having real discussions about mental health. I know that's the case with my daughter. My son is getting better at it, and so I'm proud of him for that. But it's something that I think men need to work on actively, potentially more than women do. And then going beyond that, children today are dealing with stresses that that I didn't even consider or think about when I was growing up. I didn't even think about what I was going to do for the rest of my life until, you know, my summer time before I went to college. I had no idea what I was going to do. I changed my major 3 or 4 times, and today kids are forced to try and know what they want to do for the rest of their life when they're in middle school. And I think that's unrealistic. For some kids that may be great, but for others it provides a lot of pressure that they don't need. They need to be able to be kids as long as possible. I also know that trauma impacts men and children much differently than women. And I don't mean to minimize any trauma related to women. I just think they get to a place, again, generally, where they know they have to get help. They know they have to reach out. They know that they can't do it on their own, where that's an incredibly difficult step to take for most men. And for kids, they really need parents to be able to help them get to the place of knowing what questions to ask and how to ask them and who to trust, and really open up about, you know, what's going on in their lives. And that's where I think, you know, parents, men in particular, can listen a lot more, and they can understand and remember when they were kids how they didn't have their moms or dads to have these discussions with. But now in the next generation, they're going to provide those opportunities for their kids. And I think families that do this have a much broader foundation related to mental health. And today, families mean a lot of different things. It's not necessarily a blood family unit. It could be a group of people living together. It could be, you know, it just becomes all sorts of different things in our world today. And that's a good thing, because I honestly don't believe, unless we really get down to the depth and the width of our diversity, that we can really be successful as a nation. And I would love to see in my lifetime mental health really programs that are really developed towards men and towards having the discussions that don't come easily. I think that's such an important thing in today's world. And it might just be me, but I think there's a lot of discussion on the internet related to how men interact, how they are able to or not able to open up and have these discussions. And I think it does affect future generations. I think over the last couple years, I've developed the tools and learned how to manage my mental health much more effectively and have discussions with my kids that are appropriate, and in turn help them to manage their lives at a much younger age a lot more effectively. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I'm providing for them a much better platform for their lives going forward. And while my nervous breakdown, mental breakdown, whatever you want to call it, was one of the lowest points in my life, I also see it being foundationally the place where I started to build back up. And yeah, part of that was building myself back up. Part of that was having people come alongside and help me understand the steps and what I needed to do, or the things that I needed to potentially try. It was getting into therapy and having honest discussions with a therapist. And then having those discussions with my wife and the therapist, and knowing what discussions were appropriate to have with my wife and what discussions weren't, because they caused her too much stress and tension. And I knew that I couldn't just unload my fears, my concerns to her. I had to do it in a way that was, that she was able to handle and manage. And I think previously in my life, I just didn't talk about it, which made the transition into having those discussions much more difficult. Our world today is dealing with so many things, and things are so fast-paced, and the internet bombards us with instantaneous information from across the planet, where we hear about murders and natural disasters and environmental concerns. And it's good to know about all of those things, but it's not good to dwell on the things that I can't personally control. And I would suggest that that's true for everyone. I am not an expert by any stretch on mental health, but I know a lot more now than I did 2 years ago. And when I started my downward trend around 4 years ago, and really it was much earlier than that, but it was much more noticeable for me 4 years ago. And really that had been probably going on for a decade because of little traumas and things with my parents passing away, with my wife's parents passing away, with my brother passing away. All that was traumatic for me, and I bottled it up and, you know, thought I was handling it, and I really wasn't. So in my life, I've really learned the importance of having friends beyond my family that I can have discussions with, that I can have real conversations with, where, you know, my friends just listen and they give input when I ask for input, and they don't when I don't. They don't force a philosophy on me that I don't ask for, and they don't guide me in a direction that they think is appropriate but might not fit my issue. And I think in all of this, that's the reason that Jesus came and he lived a very human life, and he suffered unimaginable things much greater than any of us has had to deal with in a worst case scenario. Because with all of our sins, him carrying them on the cross, that was the worst death that could have ever happened, and one that no human, fully human person could handle. But Jesus, being fully human and fully God, did handle it and proved it with his resurrection. No other religious leaders are alive today. Every other religious leader's body is in a tomb or in the ocean depths or wherever, but Jesus' body isn't. And to me, that's the excitement of talking about mental health, is I see it all through the Bible, and I see the most successful men handling mental health. King David talks about it in the Psalms. King Solomon talks about it in Proverbs. And then there's King Saul, who really never gets how to talk about it and is dealing with the difficulties right in front of him versus looking at the bigger picture and what can be done long term. In my opinion, Saul was one of those characters in the Bible that lived one step at a time with no plan. He lived with a lot of worry. He lived with a lot of depression. He lived with a lot of fear. And because of his position, he was able to do really negative things in other people's lives, including David, who he was highly jealous of. I'm not a David. I certainly hope I'm not a Saul. I don't have the wisdom of Solomon, but I have my life right now, and I want to be the best version of John Casey that I can be. And as I've said many times before, I'm proud to be a white American man that loves Jesus and that is going to work towards social justice and lifting up communities of color for the rest of my life. I'm going to work towards giving the elderly that are around me in my neighborhood, in my community, better access to health care that they need and not have to go hundreds of miles to see a good doctor or get treatment that's necessary as they age. Those are all dreams of mine. Those are all things that I think have been placed in my life, and I may not do a lot in those areas, but I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to have a positive impact no matter what, because my philosophy is that my impact is defined by my perspective. And if my perspective is strength and conqueror and warrior and also servant and grateful and kind, you know, those are just a few terms that define for me an amazing man, an amazing woman, an amazing child. And all of us will have our different layers and levels. We'll all be from different societies, different cultures, different communities. We will all have grown up differently, but we'll be able to interact in much more positive ways than ever before. So yeah, I think that striving towards mental health awareness will save billions of dollars in this country alone. And it will help in so many other failed enterprises where we've tried so many things. We've learned so much about mental health that we can put those things into practice today, where when I was a child, that may not have been the case. And it certainly wasn't the case when my parents were children. But I have the opportunity now to leave a legacy with my children where they can be much better prepared to talk about their health mentally and to talk about what their challenges are and to talk about what they fear and to talk about what concerns that they have in moving forward, and to talk about life, and to talk about living today and being at peace. Because I think all of us in our lives, that is the goal, and that's the ultimate goal, is to have peace in what we do, peace with people around us, whether they're friends or enemies. That is the goal of all society, unless it's from individuals who want power and they want to conquer and they want to be over, they want to be one up on everyone else. And I would suggest that their lives are never going to have peace. They will always be in turmoil. They'll always be in chaos. They will always deal with animosity and hatred in their lives. And I want my life to be full of joy, to be full of love, to be full of excitement for other people and the accomplishments that they are able to do in their lives, how mentally they have challenged themselves to get stronger and more capable today than they were yesterday. So that's the excitement I have, and specifically for men. I think that it's important today to have the discussions about mental health, and there's a number of references, resources that are available, including on the Breaking Through Darkness webcast. Thanks for listening to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. Be sure to tune in regularly for new episodes and blogs each week. If you're facing struggles, you're not alone. Please reach out. I would love to hear your story. It's important to note that I am not a licensed therapist. However, there are numerous professionals in your area ready to assist you. Visit our website's resource page at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of valuable connections. Always remember, you are worthy, you are resilient, you are awesome, you were created for extraordinary things. Find your purpose and shine bright in this world.